I think when it comes to focus, the first thing you should be doing is really.
Welcome to Sales Bites. This week, we've got Jay Pottinger with us, General Manager of EQ Minds. We revisit one of our favorite conversations from our full-length podcast on the Redefining Sales podcast. Jay is an expert in productivity and well-being. So we really delve into, if we want to play a high-performance game, how can we look after ourselves, boost our well-being, boost our productivity so we can turn up at our best? Now, before we get stuck into this conversation, Jay is one of our RevUp experts. We are really, really excited to have him as part of our membership program. Jay will be with us on the 9th of April. So if you want to check out the details for that, see the link in the show notes, and we'd love to see you there.
The book that I actually just referenced, Chelsea's book that she wrote, was The Mindful High Performer. And I kind of feel we can't have a conversation about high performance, and Sales Redefined talks about high performance all the time. And I don't think we can have that conversation and it be complete with actually out looking at that mindfulness piece. What do you think are some of the core foundations, core principles to be able to play on your A game, show up at your best and play that big game, whatever that big game is to you?
Yeah, well, if we think of it like athletes, we all know that sort of talent and skill can only take them so far. And likewise, when it comes to work, knowledge and skill and our talent can only take us so far. We also need to have that drive, purpose, and discipline as well in order to reach our full potential. And I think we all need to sort of look at how we do that in order to make sure that we are achieving our best.
Yeah. And I know your particular sort of area of focus and superpower is around productivity. So I think productivity is an interesting topic in terms of how it's evolved. So if I sort of start with the foundations, if we're going, yep, okay, I need to look at my productivity, I've not necessarily been on my A game there, what would you start to look at as those stepping stones to boost your productivity?
Well, like what we were just talking about, it's making sure that we have those foundations in place, you know, sleep, exercise, nutrition. Without those, you've got no chance of being productive at work. And once you've sort of dialed those into a decent level or to the maximum you can get, then it's looking at what you can do at work when it comes to productivity. And a lot of that, I think, comes to focus. We all have so much external noise at the moment. There's so much cognitive overflow. There's so much information coming at us from all directions. How do we cut through that noise and really focus on what is important for us to be, you know, working on and achieving as well? And so it's really peeling that back and stop trying to do everything and focus on the things that are actually going to help you achieve your goals.
How do you start to put that into practice, particularly when, you know, sometimes it's hard to say no, you don't want to say no, or you feel obliged, or it's hard to delegate? How do you start that journey of focus?
Oh, definitely. So a lot of people have this thing that they have to do everything, and a lot of people have this real fear of saying no because they're going to be letting people down. And when we set up boundaries in our own life, you realize that you're actually saying no to something so that you can give more energy to something else. And sometimes that person that you said no to will actually go off and find a better solution. So you're actually empowering them to look for someone who actually has time, capacity, and the space to actually, you know, invest in this project as much as they want to. I think when it comes to focus, the first thing you should be doing is really utilizing how you use your calendar a lot better. So a lot of people just get to work and the first thing they do is they get reactive. They start answering emails, they're picking up phone calls left and right, and they're not actually focusing on what they want to do. They're focusing on reacting to everyone else's whims and needs. So at the start of the day, get your to-do list, work out what those key priorities are, prioritize them, and then allocate time in your calendar so that you're actually using that time and not pushing it out the back end. And focusing on those things that are important to you and your success.
Are there any other productivity tools that you feel, you know, your clients have really got a lot of benefit from and people should start to think about? Because that email is a great example of just one tool you can have in your kit bag that instantly will help you become more productive.
I love, it's an activity called the Ruthless Prioritization Activity. So everyone spends a lot of time planning at the start of the day, right? And they do their to-do list, what's most important, hopefully they prioritize it. But I've actually done it so at the end of the day, I spend a little bit of time and I review what I did during that day and I look at where I've spent my time. And then I'll actually go, okay, well, I've spent the time correctly or incorrectly. And if it's incorrectly, I'll then make a commitment to myself that I'm not going to do that task for the rest of the week again. And it really opens up a whole heap of time where you realize you've misallocated time and then take that time and put it towards something that is more important, hopefully your most important task. And so the next day when you arrive at work, you know exactly what you need to do rather than spending time planning and all that. You're ready to go. You just jump straight into it. You can block out your calendar and move forward with your day that way. So I think that's a really powerful tool that not a lot of people use at the moment.
How are you defining what's incorrect? Is it, oh, I could have delegated that to somebody else? Is it that probably isn't going to work and deliver a result for our business? Or like, how are you defining that was incorrect for me to do?
Oh, absolutely. So it's just, it all goes back to what am I actually prioritizing on? So if it's not helping me achieve that specific goal or two or three goals that were my objectives for the day, then it's not seen as an important thing. Now, obviously there's things that pop up that you just have to do. It's life, right? But you will notice really quickly where you've gone, oh, I spent a whole bunch of time working on this thing that hasn't moved the dial at all for me. Or why did I spend time even doing that or considering doing that? That hasn't helped me at all. Once you do it post, it's really easy to recognize where you have misallocated time in your day for sure.
And something that I've watched EQ Minds do that I know you talk about on your socials, and you guys really walk the talk, you know, knowing both of you guys, you really, really walk the talk, is you actually as a company, and I'm hoping you can talk to me about this, as a company, you actually have a timeout, I think it's every 6 weeks, and go off the grid so that you do actually reset and not reach that burnout point. Can you talk to us about that? Did I get that right or have I?
Yeah, so we... that? Yeah, absolutely. We try and plan everything 6 weeks. And usually when people hear about that, they think, oh, that's very indulgent. But it certainly doesn't have to be indulgent. It might just be going away for a long weekend. It might be just literally shutting off the computer for a couple of days straight, turning off the phones, going off grid so that you can hit the reset button. Obviously, if you can get away, go to a retreat or, you know, go somewhere with family or your friends, even better. But it doesn't have to be anything huge. You know, maybe camping helps you get back on track, whatever it is, just to disconnect from work for a few days so that you can come back fresher. And you will certainly notice the difference that you have more energy, you have more focus, and you're feeling a lot better about everything that you're doing for sure.
So I want to talk to you about getting started because I know that a lot of the time, you know, when I read certain things like, oh yeah, I must do that, I must do that. And, you know, as all of us know, you know, most of the time we start a new habit and, you know, within a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it sort of starts to slip. What are some of the recommendations that you and the EQ Minds team give to people to help actually jumpstart, reset and go with some of the recommendations we've talked about?
Yeah. Okay. So when it comes to starting a new habit, it's all about starting small. So many people decide that, you know, okay, I want to run a marathon, so I'm just going to try and run a marathon straight off. You don't do that. You start by, you know, maybe going for a walk or then running 1K and 3K and 5K. And likewise, when you're building new habits, you need to start really small. So BJ Fogg from Stanford's got a great book and it's called Tiny Little Habits. And it's just simple ways that you can make small little changes in your life so that you move in the right direction. I'm also a huge believer that your environment plays such a dramatic role in the choices you make. So it can either cause friction or it can reduce friction. And for many of us, you know, we're trying to start to eat healthy. So why do we have bags of chips or chocolates in the cupboard? If that's the case, of course you're going to fail. It's not going to work. So you need to get rid of everything, start fresh, make sure your environment is set up for you to succeed. And likewise, we can apply those same principles when it comes to your office.
So I know that you have a lot of rituals, and we've talked about quite a few things here, whether it's, you know, focus, whether it's setting up your environment for success, whether it's sleep, whether it's exercise, whatever it might be. If you could just have one, a really, really, really cruel question, you had like a, I don't know, a day ahead and you could only focus on one thing, which one do you think is the most critical to your success? Very cruel question.
That is a tough question. Well, excluding sleep, because sleep is basically the greatest performance enhancer known to man, I would say I'm going to have to go with exercise. If you don't do exercise, you're just not feeling at your best. It's, you know, it's the best longevity tool we have. It's the best tool to improve our brain to be able to focus more. It improves your mood. It reduces your stress. Yeah, definitely. I'm saying exercise. Exercise should be the first thing that you put in your calendar every single morning when you arrive at work, so that it doesn't get pushed out, so that you can actually spend some time on it.
If you enjoyed that conversation with Jay, then feel free to check out the full length episode of the Redefining Sales podcast. The link is in the show notes. And as I mentioned at the start, we are so fortunate to have Jay as one of our RevUp membership experts, who will be with us in April delivering his masterclass. If you want to find out all the details, again, check out the show notes, and we would love to see you there.